Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, May.
People always ask me why am I always so happy and never down. Show.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All the praise belong to you. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you tonight, amen, for tuning in to MCI Block Talk Radio tonight. I am your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darby Town Road, in the city of Henrico, Virginia. Amen, amen, amen. I tell you what a mighty God we serve. All the praise belongs to him. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for you champions tuning in, you MCI listeners tuning in. Amen. Those, amen, that would watch on Facebook tuning in. We just give God all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory tonight. Amen. I tell you, I'm in a sober teaching move tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. I tell you, God has laid upon my heart tonight, body of Christ, to come out of the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, or to teach out of the book of Corinthians. I often teach all champions, don't say you're coming out of the book, because you ain't coming out of it. It's already there, and we're here. But I will be teaching out of the second letter to the Corinthian church, what we consider the ninth chapter, amen, referencing over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, possibly closing in the gospel according to St. Matthew's chapter 6. So if you have those scriptures in mind, amen, to God be the glory. We're not going to prolong the time. I'm going to start off here, amen, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 at verse 5. Amen, there you're going to find these words that, therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort. You know, we're living in a time, glory be to God, where certain things to exhort is necessary. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that we understand that anything that's ministered, taught, preached in the pulpit, amen, on the streets, in a Bible study, has to be Holy Ghost inspired, amen, and Holy Ghost led, amen. And the Holy Spirit will give us what we need for the time being. So everyone under the sound of my voice, or everyone that would come under the sound of my voice, the Holy Spirit is speaking unto you to either receive, regurgitate, and possibly spit out to someone needed, or to receive it for enhancement of our walk with Christ. We know the biblical theological position of the Corinthian church. We know that it was a church that was largely out of order, and Paul, with writing to them, had to write in the spirit of reproof and rebuke and exhortations and revelations as to what the Holy Spirit desired in the body of Christ. So here in what we call chapter 9, he's telling them, I thought it necessary to exhort or to address. And he says here, the brethren. He said that they would go before you and make up beforehand your bounty. We're going to start off calling it a bounty tonight. A lot of us may not understand where I'm going or what a bounty is. But a bounty is the price paid for the killing or the apprehension of a person or an animal. We know we're not dealing with animals. We believe in the body of Christ, so we know that he's talking about people. A bounty is the price paid for the killing of or apprehension of. Wow, where he going tonight? Well, people of God, ministry, the the fullness of the gospel, the conclusion of the whole matter, is the soul of an individual. A preacher and a teacher is sent to kill the flesh of an individual and apprehend the soul for God. That's a bounty. A bounty is the killing and apprehension. So the very mission of a person caught by comes out of his mouth or her mouth is the killing of the old man and the apprehension of him to bring to the new man. So where are you going tonight, Bishop? There's a price. There is a price. And there's a price, glory be to God, that has to be paid by the man or woman of God. And there's also a price that has to be paid by those that are being slain and apprehended. We're living in a time right now, especially during this pandemic, that it seems that the body of Christ still expects the man of God, the woman of God, to stand in the gap, to answer the call, and to continue to plow the field. And those that are receiving don't understand that there's a price that you should be willing to give. Oh, somebody's starting to see where I'm going tonight. A lot of times during this pandemic, we just want to sit home. Feed me, Seymour. Give me some more words. Make me happy. Keep me excited. Keep me saved enough that I don't have to go to the brick and mortar building no more. Good God Almighty. And we believe that if I don't have to go to the building no more, I don't have to tithe no more. I don't have to give offerings no more. Therefore, you keep plowing, ox. You keep on, habo shata. You keep on teaching. You keep on preaching. Come on, somebody. I'm not afraid to teach it. Glory be to God, because that's not the bishop's ministry. Very seldom you hear me preach on finances. Very seldom you hear me preach on giving. Very seldom you hear me teach on about glory be to God, name it and claim it, seed time and harvest. And if you don't have a lot, then you're not blessed. I don't teach that prosperity message. But the Holy Spirit is saying, glory be to God, you must understand the bounty. He said in verse 5, I thought it necessary to exhort this. How can men and women of God run churches with no help, no finances? Glory be to God. How can you stay home and get fed? Come on, somebody. How can you not support when you see the ministry has shifted because of the pandemic? How can you, continue to muzzle your teacher, your pastor, your leader? I'm not talking about my own. I'm talking about the body of Christ, and I'm preaching what the Lord say, teach. Because the enemy is trying to attack the body of Christ. He's trying to attack the church, and he's trying to attack it through the finances. He's trying to attack it through it being slothful, out of order. This church was out of order. Do you believe that God told the saints of God at Corinth that I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory? No, he did not. This is what he told them. But we have so many people running around, my God, to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. But if you read the word of God in the book of Philippians, glory be to God, Paul said, nobody gave to me concerning giving, but ye Philippians only. Not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that would abound to your account. He said, therefore, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. He was talking to them of Philippians. He was talking to those who sow. He was talking to those who give. He's not talking to those who quote scripture. We just want to quote and believe that it all belongs to us. But when he got to the Corinthian church, he said, it's very necessary that I send these brethren to go before me. Glory be to God. And tell y'all, don't get excited about the revival coming. Don't get excited about the man of God coming, but get your offering prepared to support the gospel. How many of us run to the internet day after day after day to get something to suit our spirit? Find something to stir us up. Find a prophecy. But we ain't looking to find no extra money to throw to the ministry. That's right. I'm not afraid to tell it. Somebody got to tell it. Do you know it costs to get revelation? It costs to get inspiration. It costs to get spiritual secrets. Don't you know somebody got to go through it? Hallelujah. In order to, hallelujah, have the revelation of it, the anointing that goes with it, to teach it and preach it. Glory to God. We can't keep wanting people to go through it and stay on the mountain, but we won't help them in other areas. But as soon as you hear something about them, now you move on to the next person. How about Cynthia? But you're not helping. You're not helping in the places where it's needed. You're letting the men and women of God, the pastors, the apostles, the anointed ones, go through financial troubles while we shout off their message. But you don't know what they have to go through to keep bringing you that message. You don't know what they got to go through to keep preaching you happy. Glory be to God. And you want to keep looking on the internet to find something to please you. But you're not listening to the end, to the call information, to sow a seed. You should be ashamed of yourself, child of God. You're not as anointed as you think. You're not as high as you think. If you will not give, the Bible declares, I'm going out of order here. Over in the book of Matthew, I told y'all I'm going there. Where your heart treasure is, there shall your heart be also. I'm not even going into my scripture here first yet. I'm going to come back to this. But we need to understand this. We laying up our treasures in the wrong place. Glory be to God. He said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, glory to God. Chapter 7, I'm sorry. He says, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth, where thieves break through, where moths do corrupt and thieves break through and steal. Glory be to God. He said, but rather lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where thieves do not break through nor steal. He said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So you can't tell me you're so in love with God, but God can't get none of your treasure. You want to get getting preach tappy and teach tappy, but you're giving the bare minimum. You're skipping out giving to God every chance you get. It's a trick of the enemy. And he's trying to destroy the church, trying to destroy the fabric of the word. How about CA? By putting pressure in other areas. He's pressuring the saints of God so that he can pressure the leaders of God. But we all should be coming together. The Bible declares in the book of Acts, glory be to God, when the church first started out, they went from house to house and no one was lacking. They gave bread. They sung. They helped. There was none feeble, none sick, because everybody pitched in. I'm calling out those who talking about God going to supply your needs, and you ain't pitching in. I can count on one finger the offering that has come in to Bishop Thurman A. Butler. But you know what? My God does supply my needs. You know why? Because I sow and I give. And I'm here to tell you in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. So don't blame God. Maybe you need to blame your heart. Blame God. If you're not weeping, blame your heart. So let him give. every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give. Oh, I'm preaching this. Oh, but it can be taught. Those champions that follow the ministry know I teach this scripture. I'm not afraid to teach it either. Because I'm not talking prosperity. And I'm not trying to get my pockets lined. Good God Almighty. I'm talking about the body of Christ. How about my son now? Being in position to affect the world. Being in position to affect your city. Being in a position to affect some people. That's why I'm preaching this verse. And preaching it is a different gift than teaching it. Oh, yeah, this needs to be taught, too. Because I ain't trying to make nobody continue to give Old Testament. This is your New Testament way of giving. People got a problem with tithing. If you really understood this scripture, you may be giving more than you expected to tithe. Because this is according as you put you lay aside. You lay aside during the week, according as you have prospered, it may be more than 10%. But I'm not going to bind anybody and tell them they're robbing God when Malachi was talking to the preacher. I don't got to twist the scriptures up. God wants your heart. He don't want your pocket. Hallelujah. You can't beat God giving. Give unto God and he'll give it back to you. So we're not trying to preach in your pocket today. I'm trying to preach in your heart. Glory be to God. Maybe it's something else in your heart, taking your treasures. And I want to minister to you today. Maybe it's something where you're hiding your treasure. Well, you should be hiding it in heaven. To God be the glory. Let us get back to scripture. But the anointing of God just came down, and I don't apologize for God at all. Seek God in every area. Don't only seek him in how to shout, how to dance. Seek him in how to give. So that you might be blessed, child of God. I may not get no favor today. Hallelujah, the people. But to God be the glory. I'm so glad I'd rather have favor with God. And the Bible declares concerning the bounty. Wherefore, I ask him to make up a bounty beforehand. Wherefore, ye had notice before that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not of covetousness. What he's saying there, it's not because of somebody desire. It's not because of somebody have a need and need you to give more. He said, but you have to understand the difference of the bounty and don't see it as covenants all the time. Every time the church get ready to take up an offering, first thing come in your mind is covetousness. Oh, somebody want to hang on, let them buy this with my money. I ain't going to give my money. Stop it. Glory to God. Sometimes they take up an offering for the bounty. The bounty is the price, the cost. The cost to kill your flesh. The cost to apprehend your soul. The cost to get you to God. It's not always covetousness. Sometimes it's a bounty. Oh, somebody out here in the spirit just don't think they ought to be paying the bounty. Or it ain't up to them to pay the bounty. Okay, we're going to see in scripture that it is. But this I say, and I said it, I quoted it. It's according to your heart. He was spared bounty, sows bountifully, should also reap bountifully. So sparingly. He that sows bountifully should also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purpose in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly, nor of necessity. God don't want you to give it if it's not in your heart. If you come to UTM, you're here all the time. We'll tell you, we're going to take the offering and we're going to handle the business with the offering. But it's not a point of us getting it and you giving it grudgingly. Because even if you give it grudgingly, we're going to use it for the bills. But you're not going to get blessed. You can't ball your money up and walk past the offering plate and just throw it in there. Because you're ashamed that you only given a dollar and you got $500 in your pocket. So you try to walk past the table real fast and drop it in. How about Cynthia? We don't want you to give it like that. So we tell you to worship with it. Whatever in your heart to give, bring it to God and worship God with it. That's what he means by not grudgingly, nor of necessity. We ain't going to tell you there's a need. So give, dig deep. We got something we got to do. No, not of necessity. And I don't want you to give it, glory be to God, if you have a necessity, something to do. You got a light bill. We're not asking you to pay it and believe God again. Because God loveth a cheerful giver. And he don't mean happy all the time. He means settled in your spirit. He means settled in your spirit. That's what a cheerful giver is. A cheerful giver is somebody who settled in their spirit. They're not still tugging, oh, I shouldn't have gave that. Oh, why did I give that much? Oh, I should have helped. Oh, I should have gave more. No, you're not cheerful. He's not talking about your happiness. He's talking about your heart being satisfied that you know you obeyed God. You know you did what God said. A lot of people say, oh, God, I want to be used by you. And God said, okay, go get that sister over there $10. And you know what you say? The devil is a liar. That ain't God. So how are you going to be used by God? You want to be used in certain areas. Now, that's a joke, y'all. Y'all can laugh. Hope somebody laughing. Try to break the monotony. I want to be used by God. Oh, God, whatever you want me to do. God said, okay, go ahead and get that sister over there. $5. The devil is a liar. Now, let me stop. Glory be to God. I just want to let y'all see I'm not mad. How about sending you? I want to preach your spirit glad. Let you understand. Glory to God. It's more to God than rubbing the genie in the lamp. Hallelujah. God said if you do it with a cheerful spirit, watch what happens. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. You want to be blessed? You want to be covered in the blood? You want doors to open up? Good God Almighty, be a cheerful giver. Know that you're doing what God said, even in the financial area. And he's able to make all grace abound toward you. And you'll have all sufficiency in all things. Am I all right today? Come on. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And anybody mad got the devil in them. But if you're obeying God, you ain't mad. If you're already obeying God and you're giving, this is fine. You're loving it. How about Cindy out of both shops? But if I'm speaking to your spirit and you're feeling some type of way, glory be to God, you need to ask your spirit why. Because he's able. I said he's able to make all things abound. Good God Almighty, having all sufficiency. Good God Almighty, he said, glory be to God in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Know why? All things were sufficient because God makes it daily sufficient. Hallelujah. To whatever you come up against, to whatever the attack is, to whatever the need is, all things is sufficient when you obey God in every area. Amen. Listen, go with me over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Good God Almighty, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The Bible declares, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9 says, it is written in the law of Moses, meaning when God first established this covenant with the people of God. God is the same somebody yesterday, today and forever. So can I help us see God in this area that I'm so passionate about tonight? Watch what he says. He says, it's written in the law of Moses that thou shalt not muzzle the mouth. Muzzle the mouth. Wow. Can I read a little further? Y'all know what to say. But I'm going to kind of take my time. And then let me read the whole thing. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Watch. Thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Now watch. It is not the mouth that do the treading. Naturally, take my time. Naturally, the ox do not put his mouth on the ground and make, see, somebody don't know what tread out, tread it out means. Okay, listen, you have to plant the seeds. You have to plant your seeds. And in order to plant the seeds, you have to make rows. Anybody know about a garden? Know that there's rows that have been treaded out to plant the seeds in. Now, the ox does not make those rows with his mouth. So you can see the revelation of what Paul is saying. That's been said to Moses back in the Mosaic law. Thou should not muzzle the mouth. Why the mouth? If the mouth is not treading out the corn, why don't he say thou should not bind the legs and the body part that has the power to pull, to tread? Why didn't he say don't block that? Because the mouth is what strengthens the body. Ah, come on. Sometimes, I know a lot of you already know, but everybody don't understand so fast. Can I just take my time? An ox is like a bull. It's a cow, and they're very strong animals. And they hook up the farming equipment to it, and it pulls it, and it digs the ground out. So it's not the mouth that's doing the pulling. But the mouth is the most important because that's how the animal eats. If the animal don't eat, then the body is not strong enough. Y'all don't hear me yet. They're starting to. If the mouth don't eat, then the body don't get strong. And the ground don't get treaded. And don't no corn grow. And the people don't eat. So you see the protocol of the revelation of the scripture? Do you see the protocol of God's order? For man don't work, neither do he eat. We want it just the opposite. If I don't eat, then I ain't going to work. And we in the body of Christ, we want to just eat, 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 but not support the work. He said, if you muzzle the mouth of the preacher, how do you expect him to be strong enough? Y'all don't hear me. How do you expect him to be focused enough? How do you expect him to wait at the table of God in the presence of God while he has the same natural situations you have? Got the same cable company you got the same light company you got, but you just want to eat, but you don't want to work. Uh-huh. You don't want to help with the work, but you want to eat. Every time you come to church, you expect the work. Every time you stand up and shout, you expect the musicians to hit the chord. And every time you turn on the internet, you expecting the word. I bet everybody ain't listening to this whole message. Glory be to God. Pray you are. Somebody just got to tell the unadulterated truth. It's time out for trying to pimp God and his word. Stand up. Be counted, child of God. Stand up. If you're in the army of the Lord, march with us. March with us. Work with us. Talking to those, glory be to God, them ear hustlers, them spiritual ear hustlers, that you act like you're not listening. And you're listening and you're getting more of the, you're getting what you need out of Ascendia, and you won't give back to God. You don't have to give to, I'm not saying that, but you have to obey your spirit. But I'm not saying it's to give to a certain individual. But you definitely should be supporting your church. Glory be to God. Paying your tithe. Giving an offering. And if you're eating at other tables, you ought to leave a tip there too. To God be the glory. Yeah, you ought to leave a tip there. Since you eating everywhere else. Hallelujah. Leave a tip. To God be the glory. Glory be to God. Somewhere along the line, they're going to change it. Every time you click somebody, they're going to be able to see you listening and how long you listen. Then you'll have to, you have to stand up and be accounted for. Since we can't be accountable our own self. Glory to God. He said, muzzle not the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Watch. Doeth God take care of the ox? Yes. He's going to take care of the preacher. He's taking care of me. He's making a way for me. This is not even about ministry, church, or myself. This is about you, child of God. This is about telling you the truth, how to get your blessing. It's not about sowing and expecting a hundredfold. God ain't no lottery, no lottery system. Don't you listen to that preaching that, thank God, is finally fading. All that preaching they was preaching about, oh, give this and you'll get back this much, do this and you'll get back this. Stop it. Give what God tells you to give and you'll be blessed. You don't have to give to it hurt. You don't have to. Just give what the Lord leads you to do and have your heart and spirit open to say yes to your God, and you'll receive the blessing. And whatever you receive from God is what God intends for you to have. Everybody ain't going to be rich. Yes, and God's going to have some poor people. The Bible says the poor you'll have always with you. But the poor people will be happy because the Holy Spirit will make them prepared to be happy and give them what they desire, glory be to God, to make them happy. Everybody ain't lusting after the things of this world. Everybody ain't lusting after money, cars and homes and houses. That ain't what makes you blessed. Oh, glory be to God. I'm all over the place tonight, champions. Y'all pray for the bishop. To God be the glory. He says, or say it all together for our sake. For our sakes, no doubt this is written. For he that ploweth shall plow in hope. And somebody preaching and don't believe God gonna take care of them. I feel sorry for you, preacher, too. You better know God got you. Hallelujah. Watch what he says here. Glory to God, the end of verse 10. And that he that treadeth in hope shall be a partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, how do you think your preacher can preach spiritual things to you except it be revealed from God? or except he's been through spiritual things, or except he's going through spiritual things. Don't you know that the price? Don't you know, glory be to God, that if they've chosen to go through to feed you, glory be to God, it costs them. And does it cost you, child of God? Oh, God, you're saying, yeah, it cost them. But it don't cost me nothing. That's how we feel, glory be to God. A lot of us in the body of Christ feel like it don't cost me nothing. God Almighty. But how did it cost your neighbor something? Did it cost your habasanda, your pastor something? Did it cost somebody else something? If they sown spiritual things, is it a great thing? Am I saying something so hard? Is it such a big deal for them to reap of your carnal things? Am I saying something wrong, child of God, tonight by telling you to support the ministry, by telling you to support the kingdom? Is it so great a thing I'm saying about these carnal things? Verse 12 says, if others be partakers of this power over you, and are not we rather, nevertheless, we have not used this power. We are not begging you. We are not pushing you. We are not priming and pumping you. But glory be to God, I'm trying to minister to you tonight, child of God. Loose that money in Jesus' name. Loose that obedience to God in Jesus' name. What does it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? And what will you give in exchange for your soul? Why are you thinking that the things of this world is so much important than the things of the everlasting world? Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Come on, child of God. The Bible declares, do you not know that they which minister about holy things live off of the things of the temple? They live off of the things of the kingdom. They supposed to live off of you. Somehow the enemy has gotten us to forget that. This is far before my time, but I heard about it through church history. And I'm not talking a long time history. I'm talking about, glory to God, back in the 50s and 60s and the early 70s. Glory to God, the pastor would have families to bring food to him. Good God Almighty, the pastor meant so much in the community, in our communities. Halabasindia, glory to God. And we would cook halabasanda. We would bring vegetables and fruit to the man of God and lay it at his feet. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things are supposed to live off of you in the church? And they which wait at the altar are partakers of the altar. Somehow the enemy has got us mad to give to the man and woman of God. They made it seem as though there's something wrong with giving your pastor an offering. We were bringing something to the man of God or the woman of God or his family or blessing. Come on, somebody. There's nothing wrong with it. The devil is a liar. He's trying to bring division into the house of God. And he's trying to do it through attacking the people that refuse to support the church. Every time somebody take up an offering to get quiet in the church, it's the enemy. You can't give no more than what you have. But I'm talking to those who have and refuse to give. What kind of heart do you have? The Bible declares they live off of the things of the altar. Even so, have the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. And Paul said, but I have used none of these things. Neither have I written these things that ye should be so done unto him. He says, for it was better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. And I'm closing on that note. I'm not expecting a flood of offerings, because that would make my glorying void. That would make my preaching void. That would make you miss this message totally, because I am fine. I've learned to abound, and I've learned how to abase, to have all the suffer need. I'm fine, glory be to God. That's why if you go back on some of my messages, you don't hear me asking for offerings constantly. You don't hear me talking about how to send it to me constantly. I want to talk to somebody who God is trying to bless today. He's trying to bless you. You listen to MCI Blog Talk. Do you support it? Glory be to God. Do you give to the man and woman of God? Do you know what it takes for them to run this radio station? How dare you listen for so long and give so little? The devil is a liar tonight. Come on, we're coming out. Hallelujah, we're coming out. Glory be to God, starting from my voice all the way down to the ears of the people. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Cindy, we're not having given marathons where we're begging for money for hours and hours. Good God Almighty. But I'm telling you, shame on you. Shame on you if you're always receiving and never giving. The Bible declares it's better to give than to receive. And this is the areas that God is talking about. I'm closing out, as I promised, in the book of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6. Hallelujah to God. I just want to read something in our spirit. Starting at verse 19, you'll see these words in your Bible. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moths do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. I don't know if you know about moths, but moths can get on iron. Do you know that moths can get on any material here on earth? And after the amount of time, it will fade away. You can take a car. You can take a cast iron stove. And you can sit it out. And in time, it will be corrupted and rust away. In time. So that's what God is saying. Don't you lay up your treasures for things that's going to eventually fade away by time. That time itself, glory to God. You know what they mean by time itself? They're talking about the theory that you never see a moving truck behind a hearse. You know what happened? Time has took whatever they had away. They may not have taken it away from everybody, but time took it away from the individual. Why? Because it's time to move on to the next world. So don't lay up a bunch of stuff that at one point or another, you're going to leave this world and move on to the next world, and it's corrupt. It's gone. If you have it all the way to the time you leave, because thieves steal. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't lay up your stuff for the devil kingdom, because all he do is steal. And he got thieves that steal. But lay up for yourself things that's in the kingdom, things in the God world. Things in the world to come. Lay up for yourself things that have eternal life. where moths don't corrupt it. Neither do thieves break through, nor steal. See? Can I just teach for a second that as I'm saying goodnight tonight? You know when it first says that? It says where thieves break through and, A-N-D, and steal. But when it talks about the kingdom of God, it says where thieves, neither thieves, moths do corrupt, nor thieves break, not, watch it, where thieves do not break through, nor steal. Do not break through. Thieves do not break through. Ain't nobody breaking in heaven. And if it's a thief, he's not going to break. And if God let him in, he don't steal. It said, nor steal. That means if God let a thief in heaven, he ain't no thief no more because he ain't going to steal. The things in heaven is real, child of God. The things in this earth shall perish. Thieves do not break in heaven. And if God let them in there, they don't steal. Because once they get there, they're no longer a thief. Amen? Once we get there, we're no longer anything. To God be the glory. I thank God for you tonight. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I'm closing in on him. Amen. To God be the glory. I trust that the Lord has touched your heart tonight. I trust that he, Harabasimbi, I broke up the fallow ground. I hope that he ministered in the areas that we fear to give. That he help us. That he encourage us to sow unto good ground. Be sufficient in every area of our life. Amen. God bless you. This is Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. In the word. And if it's in the word, it is undisputed. God bless you. Undisputed Truth Ministries. See you next week. In Jesus' name. Amen.